This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. That's right. Tom Kelly takeover of the afternoon show continues today. I'm back in for the guys that are off this week. I'm with you today. One more day. Broads in the rest of the week. Congratulations to Broads and his wife, by the way. Welcoming another daughter into the world. So Broads will be with you tomorrow. I'm with you today, though, and a lot of stuff to get into throughout the course of the show today. And, you know, to follow up on yesterday's show a little bit, because yesterday we obviously talked a lot about Jalen Hurts, and that kind of dominated the conversation. Jalen Hurts being ranked ninth on the ESPN list. I told you, I understand if you're looking at the regular season, why Jalen Hurts, how Jalen Hurts could be ranked there. I would have him higher. I'd have him number six on my list. And if you'd like to discuss that today, we can. But off of that, I started thinking about how we look at the Eagles going into this season. And obviously, camp starting up next week. It's kind of crazy that that's already upon us here. And we're going to start looking at how the Eagles are going to be able to try to defend this title this season. And they have a legit chance to repeat. I mean, let's look at it and let's look at this team. They have a much better chance than they did back in 2018 when that roster was not nearly as good as I think we thought and maybe hoped it was at the time. I think they have a much better chance to be really good again than they did in 2023 coming off that Super Bowl loss. But I was thinking about this team and how it projects moving forward here. And I think the general consensus seems to be that the concern is on the defensive side of the ball. They've lost players on that side of the ball, pretty much half your starting defense. The offense, for the most part, remains the same. So I get it from that standpoint, but in the end, I disagree. I think when you look at the Eagles this year, I think the concern lies far more on the offensive side than it does on the defensive side. I think the Eagles' bigger worry, the Eagles' bigger concerns are offensively than defensively. And I think if one side of the ball isn't going to live up to their end and isn't going to meet expectations this year, I think it's going to be the offense. And I want to know if you agree to start the show. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Which side of the ball at this point concerns you more with the Eagles going into 2025? Is it the offense or is it the defense? What's the bigger concern? And for me, it's the offense. And I'll explain why. Because my assumption, and who knows, we'll see how it plays out throughout the course of the show, but my assumption is that most people will not agree with this. Mostly based off conversations this offseason we've had with people. And I get it to an extent. The Eagles have lost players on defense, no question about it. They lost Milton Williams. Lost Josh Sweat, lost Slay, CJ Gardner-Johnson, a lot of different faces and a lot of different levels of that defense, to be honest. But I've said consistently, I don't feel like any of the guys that the Eagles lost this offseason on that side of the ball significantly hurt your chances to compete for a championship and have this defense be as good as they were last year. I mean, you lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'll just say right off the top, I think that was a good move. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a guy who we have vastly overrated here because people like his personality. People like the edge that he plays with. I don't think C.J. Gardner-Johnson's that great. I think he is an average safety in the NFL. I think he's going to be a pretty easy guy to replace, to be honest. Josh Sweat, I think we look at fondly because of the playoff run he had, but he was not having an incredible year before that postseason last year. This is the same guy that last offseason, nobody wanted. The Eagles had him take a pay cut because they tried to trade him, and they could not trade him last year. Slay, I think, is a legitimate loss because that's the one spot where I don't think you have guys immediately ready necessarily to step in, but I'm confident you've been developing these young corners in your system. I'm confident that you'll find one of these guys, whether it's Ringo, whether it is Eli Ricks, somebody that you've been developing over the last couple years, I think will step in and be able to replace Darius Slay, Slay adequately. The best player you lost is Milton Williams, and you have depth there. You have Moro Ojomo. You have Ty Robinson, who people are really high on coming out in this draft as being a guy that can step into that spot. But most importantly, you have Jalen Carter, and I think we've spent so much time this offseason talking about what the Eagles have lost and not enough about what they have and what they still have. You have Jalen Carter, who I think has a legit possibility of this year's third season in the NFL being the best defensive player in football. I think that is how good Jalen Carter could be. We did our top 11 voting a few weeks ago. I had Jalen Carter second on my list. Made the biggest, I think the second biggest play in Eagles history, that sack on Stafford. He is a great player. He makes everybody around him better. The Eagles do not get enough credit for bringing Zach Bond back. I know they didn't do a ton of free agency as far as bringing players in from the outside, but keeping Zach Bond was the number one objective this offseason. The Eagles did that. You have Cooper DeJean, you have Quinyon Mitchell, these young phenoms on the back end who are now going into their second year. They're only going to get better. They have another year of experience, another year in the scheme, and that's the biggest part of things. You still have Vic Fangio, in my mind, the best defensive coordinator in football. That was one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen a coach do last year, what Vic Fangio was able to do with that defense, and now you have a defense that is truly built in Vic Fangio's image. I mean, he had to go on the fly last year. A lot of those guys weren't his players. A lot of those guys hadn't played in his scheme before. Now you have a legitimate chance to mold your defense in Vic Fangio's image. I think you can tell by the way the Eagles drafted, that draft was largely Vic Fangio impacted. Like, he had a massive say, in my mind, as far as who the Eagles took, how they're going to slot in this defense. Just look how heavily that draft was weighted into defense. And you bring in those rookies. You have Jahad Campbell, who might not be ready at the start of the year. Jahad Campbell is going to play a massive role for this team at some point. And then you look on the other side and you look at the offense. And yes, it's mostly a lot of the same players, aside from Mekhi Becton, which, who knows, could be a big loss. I think you could probably replace him, but Mekhi Becton was great last year. Mekhi Becton was an all-pro guard last year. But let's face it, regardless of what you or I or anyone else thinks of Jalen Hurts, this was a running team last year. This was a team that was 28th in passing in the NFL. It's not going to be able to work that way again. Teams have studied all offseason on how to neutralize Saquon Barkley. Teams have looked at all offseason, how do we shut down this running game? It's not going to work as well every week. I'm not going to say that the Eagles won't be able to run the ball. When you have this offensive line, you have Saquon Barkley, and you have Jalen Hurts as a running threat, you should be able to run the ball effectively. But do I think it's going to be as effective as it was last year? No, I think that's kind of an impossible bar to measure up to. You're not going to be able to lean on the run game. You will need to throw more. And can I say that I am fully 100% confident that the Eagles can win that way? Week after week after week, I can't say it fully. Now, I feel a hell of a lot better about it than I did before the championship game in the Super Bowl, because that was one of the big questions all year. And in those two games, the two biggest games of the season, when Jalen Hurts needed to throw effectively for the Eagles to win, he was able to do it. That certainly gives me a lot more confidence than it did before those games. But let's face it, man, two games is not a huge sample size. And I can't be fully sure without having seen it, without having seen, okay, this can be a passing football team. This can be a team that's not going to be as reliant on Saquon Barkley, that's not going to be as reliant on the running game. You're going to need to throw the football more. And let's face it, the biggest thing on that side of the ball, just like I said on defense, the biggest thing is bringing back Vic Fangio, him having another year to mold this defense in him, his image. You're making an offensive coordinator change. And I thought Kellen Moore did a phenomenal job last year of playing to Jalen Hurts' strengths, playing to this offense's strengths, putting them in positions to be successful week over week. Now, Kevin Petullo steps in, who, by the way, was the passing game coordinator, a passing game that was not great throughout the course of the majority of the season. And it's unfair to just look at the coordinator change and say solely based off that, that this season is going to go the way 2023 did. I don't know. I don't know how great of a coach, how great of a play caller Kevin Petullo is going to be. But all I know is this is his first time calling plays. He's never done it before. We saw how that went with Brian Johnson in 2023. It wasn't great. I mean, 2023, you look at that season and why that season kind of disintegrated on both sides of the ball. It was the coordinator changes. That is a big deal. That is something that I think will at least affect this offense to a degree, because Kellen Moore, man, he didn't get that Saints job for no reason. Kellen Moore got that Saints job because he did an unbelievable job here last year. And Kellen Moore, regardless of where he's been, whether he's been in Dallas, whether he's been with the Chargers here in Philadelphia, he had really good offenses wherever he went. That's because Kellen Moore is a great coach on that side of the ball. Kellen Moore's a really good play caller. Now, does that mean Kevin Petullo will stink? No, but I think it's hard to expect that this offense is just going to pick up where they left off, that they're going to be clicking on all cylinders from day one. And yeah, when I look at this season, even though you've lost more players on defense, I'm more concerned about the offensive side of it than the defensive side of it. And I want to know if you agree. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That's how you get in to start the show. I'm more concerned about the Eagles' offense going into this season than their defense. I'm assuming most people will disagree with that, but that's where I am. I think even though you lost the pieces on defense, you have a lot of those young guys coming back. You have year two of Vic Fangio. Offensively, you change coordinators. You have a lot of the same players, but I do think there are other challenges that could affect this offense this year. And I want to know how you feel. 215-592-9494. Go to the phones in a few minutes here, but Luke Nichols producing the show today. And I'll ask you, Luke, as we go into this 2025 Eagles season, which side of the ball concerns you more at this point? Is it the offense or is it defense?
No, it's definitely the defense. I think there's so many more question marks defensively than there is offensively. Now, I'll give you Petullo being nervous about a new offensive coordinator. We've been through this every single year where there's a new offensive coordinator.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I wouldn't compare him to Brian Johnson, though. Brian Johnson was at Florida and then came to the Eagles, was on the Eagles coaching staff for 1 year, and then became the offensive coordinator of the team. Kevin Petullo's been in the NFL outside of 1 year where he went to Texas A&M, I think, since 2007. And he's had a ton of different roles. He's in with a ton of different head coaches. So he has the experience that Brian Johnson lacked. But back to the defense, I'm nervous about the defensive line. I get it, we have Jalen Carter. But it's a lot of like, oh, Mauro Ojomo looked really good last year. Oh, Ty Robinson was a big steal. Can Nolan Smith continue his play from the second half of the year last year? Jalix Hunt right now is, what, the second starting defensive end? He's going to be on that starting defensive line? He's still very raw to that position.
They have Azeez Ojulari. He's a former first-round pick.
Oh,
don't forget about him. Don't forget about Josh Uche. Had 11.5 sacks in 2022.
My apologies. Let me rework my entire opinion here. But no, and then the cornerback two position, you still don't really know. Right now, it kind of feels like it's just being given to Kelee Ringo. Has he proven enough so far to just be handed that position? I don't know. Even at safety, you got Reed Blankenship and then who? Sidney Brown, Andrew Makuba? Makuba isn't even signed yet. So even at linebacker, you don't have him. I never know. But then at linebacker, you're not going to have N'Kobe Dean for how long? So then you have Zach Bond, and then who's going to be right there? Is it going to be Trott? Is it going to be Van Sumeren? Or is he going to be the fullback every single play now? So I'm worried about the defense. I get it. We have Vic Fangio, and he did great last year, and we had an entire draft pretty much for Vic Fangio, but even with all that, there's still a ton of question marks at every level of the defense. I get it, we have Cooper DeJean and Quinyon and Bond and Jalen Carter, and those guys are great, and that's the core of your defense. You just got to round out the edges here.
Yeah, I got you, and if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, which side worries you more going into this season, or concerns you more, because I don't think it qualifies as worry, I mean, at this point, but which side concerns you more, the offense or the defense? For me, it's absolutely the offense. And again, like, to bring back, to have all those core players at each level of your defense, to me, is a massive deal. Like, Jalen Carter, and I was a huge Fletcher Cox fan. I think Fletcher Cox was underrated throughout the majority of his career here. Jalen Carter is already better than Fletcher Cox ever was at any point in his career. And that is not speaking lightly, because Fletcher Cox in 2016, 2017, 2018, he was incredible. He was one of the best defensive linemen in football. Jalen Carter's already better. Zach Bond is coming off of a season where he was a nominee for defensive player of the year and made huge impactful plays really in every game, really in every playoff game. And you look at that secondary, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, what those guys did, they did in their rookie seasons. They did for the first time in their career. You don't think that they're going to get better, that they're going to improve. And with Vic Fangio leading this thing, I just don't really have concerns about the defense. They were so great last year that even with the pieces they lost, I'm not really worried about them stepping in, the guys behind him stepping in, the guys behind the players they lost, and contributing this year. And the offensive side of it, the coordinator change is something that I really don't think we talk enough about. And not just because of what happened in 2023, because we saw what happened with the offense, Brian Johnson, that year. But the league catches up. Like, this is a smart league of coaches who obsess over this. And you, if you don't think every coach in the NFL, every defensive coach in the NFL who's got the Eagles on their schedule this year, they spend the last 6-7 months in part, you know, designing ways to make the Eagles do what they don't want to do. And I think it's pretty clear, based on last year, based on the majority of last year, the Eagles would prefer to run the football instead of throw the football. And I think it's a lot for a coach like Kevin Petullo, who doesn't have a ton of experience. And here was Kevin Petullo, when he was hired, talking about his approach when it comes to play calling.
What's your philosophy or approach as a play caller?
My approach, right, is put the players in the best position they can to be successful. And then that's what it comes down to. You know, you want to make sure they're confident in everything that they can do, and you want to be confident as a coach that you put them in that position so that they can go out there and do their best.
And, yeah, I mean, that sounds good in theory, but I think it's really tough to actually implement play calls that put players in the best position. Here was a little more from Petullo on adjusting to his new role.
Some of the play calls
since you come into this new role?
I mean, really, some of it's still similar, right? The biggest thing, obviously, is I'm the one voice in the offensive room. I still had a big voice prior to, but it's really not a ton different. You know, a lot of the staff is together. We have a great staff, right? We have the best O-line coach in the NFL. We have the best tight end coach, the best receiver coach, best running back coach. And then we added a couple new coaches. And I worked with Parks Frazier at the Colts, and he's expanded his game. So it's really not that much different. You know, and like I said, those guys are so good at what they do. It's great for me, and as a whole staff, we really, really do well together.
And, you know, I hope that this is as seamless as I think the Eagles obviously hope it's going to be, but I'd feel better with a coach with more experience. I mean, one element of the offseason that I didn't love was not interviewing other people, not interviewing other coaches, not getting different perspectives, because I think if the Eagles' idea is, well, we have all this continuity, we're just going to run it back, and we're going to essentially do the same thing that we did last year, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Teams catch up. The league catches up. And that's why you look back at the Patriots when they were on their great run. They would change every year. They would change basically every week, where they'd have some weeks where they'd run the ball 40 times. Next week, Tom Brady comes out and throws it 40 times. Look at the Chiefs over the course of the last few years. They have evolved and changed from being a deep passing team with Patrick Mahomes to being more of a run-based team, to being a dink-and-dunk team. You need to change constantly. And I don't know if a first-time play caller is just going to be able to do that as seamlessly as I think we hope it will be. And that's why I look at it, man, and I look at the fact that the Eagles were so reliant on the run game last year, and the run game was so dominant last year, I don't think they're going to be able to win that way again. They might in some weeks, but week to week, every single week, Saquon going for 150, 200 yards, I don't think it's going to happen. And it's going to be incumbent on Kevin Petullo, a first-time play caller, to change a lot of things with this offense. And I think you do need to change. I think you do need to change this offense, even though, you know, it had so much success last year. I don't think it's going to work as effectively if you don't have new things, if you don't have new wrinkles. And that's a lot for a first-time play caller. And that's why I'm more concerned about this offense. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. More concerned about the Eagles offense or the defense as we head into 2025, as we head into training camp. Getting started next week. We'll get to the phones in a second, but I did want to introduce our next question for today. Because I'm at home last night and I'm watching some of the Home Run Derby. And then I come in studio today, and the first thing I see when I turn on the TVs here in the studio is Pat McAfee. And I'm watching the Home Run Derby last night. And who's doing the intros for the Home Run Derby? Pat McAfee. And I don't, like, I mean, I don't know the guy. I'm not one to say I dislike him. He's obviously a hard worker. But, dude, I'm so tired of Pat McAfee. Like, I can't do it anymore. I mean, it's every time you put on the TV, he's at this event, he's at that event. He calls wrestling. He's doing the home run. Like, why do we need Pat McAfee at the Home Run Derby? Like, if it's a football-related thing, that's fine. Totally unnecessary. Total overkill. And our next question today, give me something you're tired of. It can be a person. It can be, you know, whatever you want. Sports, non-sports, whatever you want to do. Give me something or somebody you're tired of. Luke, I can't take Pat McAfee. It's just too much. Way overexposed.
Yeah, it's a lot. Pat McAfee feels like the 1-1 answer of someone that you're tired of. I'm right there with you. I had it on in the studio last night, and I couldn't hear him doing the, you know, intros, but I was just annoyed by it. Because
so
I'm like,
annoying.
Why is he... What is going on? And then at the very end, Cody Rhodes showed up, and it's like, what's he doing here? The Home Run Derby is weird. I had a lot of gripes with the Home Run Derby last night, but that's separate.
Well, the Home Run Derby stinks. I watched a few. It just takes forever. If the guy you bet on gets knocked out in the first round, like what happened to me with Matt Olson, I'm out. If I don't have no money on it,
It's just constantly, you don't get to appreciate the home run. They're already on to the next pitch when the ball's still in the air. Like, appreciate the bombs. Come on. But a guy I'm tired of, and it's the first one that comes to mind, and I've complained about him so many times before, but if you're giving me a chance to complain about him again, I'm going to. Aaron Rodgers. I cannot stand hearing about Aaron Rodgers. I don't care about him. I don't care about the Steelers. I think the Steelers are going to be terrible. I don't understand why teams like the Jets, like the Packers at the time, and now the Steelers are bending over backwards and letting this guy do whatever he wants. He wasn't good last year. He was a mediocre quarterback with the Jets. He's 40-something years old. He's at the very end of his career. He's doing the Brett Favre thing where he's just bouncing around from team to team. And now, for whatever reason, the Steelers have gone completely out of their norm. They have never had an offseason like this. They've never put up with any of this kind of crazy media stuff. And anytime they've had to, they've gotten rid of that player, like Le'Veon Bell and like Antonio Brown. This time they're welcoming that kind of PR with Aaron Rodgers. And I'm so tired of hearing about him and his little high and mighty condescending tone-ness that he has to him. I cannot stand the guy.
Tone-ness? I don't think tone-ness is a word. You didn't need the ness. Tone was good enough.
I don't appreciate his toneness.
Okay.
He's so annoying to me. It's just like he thinks so much of himself, and he's not even a good quarterback anymore. He's also been to one Super Bowl and has choked in countless playoff games.
And him and McAfee are best friends, so not surprising
there.
But yeah, and Rodgers being, I'm seeing videos of him being a jerk to kids out of this Lake Tahoe golf tournament.
Yeah, like what?
Yeah.
He's so annoying.
Yeah, so that's a good one. But give me something that you were tired of. That's our next question today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's get a start on the phones here with Greg and Hamilton. What's up, Greg?
Hey, TK, I like the fact that you bring up good past things about how players look good or the years or whatever. But this thing about not giving the defense, not being concerned about the defense, and your what you just said about the offense, I brought up was really good. So why do we have to rely on them? I mean, is it going to be where we have to score 40 points and then the defense gives up 42 points and then you're still going to blame the offense because of that?
No, of course not. I mean, the defense didn't allow a lot of points last year.
Yeah, but the pieces we lost, all of the pieces that we lost is what bothers me the most because, again, there's 11 people on the defense, and the complementary players that we're counting on, you got to hope that these guys can actually fill the shoes of the others. So that's what I'm talking about. So
yeah. Yeah, sure,
that's
Greg.
That's what my concern is.
No, and that's fair. I just look at the guys the Eagles lost, and to be quite honest with you, I just don't think they were what will make or break this defense. Like, I think Milton Williams is a really good player. Milton Williams is not a $100 million player, and I think the Eagles will be able to replace him. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I'm not going to lie, man. I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson was overrated here. And Josh Sweat is a guy who last offseason nobody wanted. The Eagles had take a pay cut because they couldn't trade him. And I look at between the guys that they signed to rush the passer and the guys they drafted.
About the players that we lost, I agree with, you know. Well, other than CJ, but there are other players that you're talking about. Those guys excelled because of Jalen Carter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hope that the other guys can do the same thing. So that's where my concern is with the defense, whereas the offense is pretty much still intact. So if it doesn't pan out, again, they're not going to be able to – I mean, I still believe they're going to be able to run the ball. And what's the good thing about it is they're going to be so concentrated on stopping Saquon that this is where – the meager 120 yards or less than 200 yards works for him. And this is where Jalen is going to win games that we need because of that. So that's why I'm saying I think that the defense is more of a concern for me than for you. So
yeah, that's
the way I see it. And I just think that you are going to put more pressure and I guess, critique against Jalen if he's not able to score 42 points while the defense gives up 45.
Well, I don't think the defense is going to give up that many points, Greg. I just don't think that's going to be that big of a problem. But what do you have for our next question? What's something that you're tired of?
Something that I'm tired of?
Yeah.
I guess for us to constantly not show our own players love that we should be given when you know, as harsh as we are on our own players, when other people from other cities or teams that I know of respect and appreciate our players more than we do. That's the only thing that really bothers me right now.
Okay. Well, I hear you, Greg. I appreciate the call. And I don't know if that was in reference to my list yesterday. Jalen Hurts sixth on my list. I think that's appropriate. I mean, it's not underappreciating. I mean, six is a pretty damn good ranking.
Did you have Jaden Daniels 5?
I did have Jaden Daniels 5.
You can't do it.
Why can't I do that?
He's a rookie.
I mean, if I'm taking a team right now, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. I'm taking Jaden Daniels over Jalen.
Okay, if that's your reasoning, then I get it. But that's also because he's a rookie and he's on a rookie deal. Rookie deals are gold
contract,
in the NFL.
Contract aside,
I'm still taking Jalen.
I just think Jaden Daniels is a better player.
He's had one good year of play. One good year.
It was a pretty damn good year.
It was really good year.
And we'll get into the Commanders at some point a little later on because they have their own issues they're dealing with right now. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But want to know, what's the bigger concern for you as we head into training camp here? The Eagles offense or the Eagles defense? For me, it's the offense. I know they lost more players on defense, but losing the offensive coordinator is a big deal, and I think the Eagles are going to have to change the way they play going into next season. So you want to get on that, you're welcome to. Also, next question, give me something that you were tired of. It can be a person, opinion, whatever. Sports, non-sports, you're welcome to get in on that as well. I'm Tom Kelly, in for the afternoon show today, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Sports Radio 94 WIP, Tom Kelly with you on a Tuesday afternoon, filling in for Ike, Spike, and Fritz today. They'll be back next week. But talking about the Eagles to start the show, it really is crazy, man. The training camp starts next week. And I always get to this point, like right when it hits July, and most normal people are like excited for the next 2 months and summer and everything like that. I just want to fast forward through. Like I said it the other day, I think when I was on with Al, if I could just fast forward life through the next 6-7 weeks and get this September and get the Eagles opening day, I would. I'm not a big summer fan, honestly. I want the fall. I want football. You know, it's too hot. There's only baseball to watch.
Rains every day.
Gets a little repetitive. Well, it doesn't always rain every day. This is a weird week.
It's really more than anything. It feels like it rains every single day.
Would you fast forward to September if you could right now?
I don't know. I mean, there is a preseason game this month, so we're basically there already.
No, preseason
doesn't
count.
You're not watching the Hall of Fame game with the Chargers and the Lions?
No.
Come on, Tom. You're not watching Hard Knocks?
The Hall of Fame game stinks.
No, I'm
not watching Harden. Hard Knocks has stunk for years. I've been out on Hard Knocks since they had the gold mine that was the Antonio Brown Raiders, and they did absolutely nothing with it and didn't show you any of the good stuff.
Yeah, that flopped.
Yeah, that I'm like, I'm totally done with this. But if you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. We'll get into the All-Star game that's happening tonight a little later on. But starting off with the Eagles, and what side of the ball concerns you more heading into the season? Is it the offense or is it the defense? For me, it's the offense. And I look back at last year, this defense was incredible. This was the best defense in football, really, from like week 5, week 6 on. And yeah, you lost some players, but you didn't lose anybody who I think was a make or break player on your defense. Probably the guy I'm most worried about losing is Slay. And hey, you have two unbelievable rookie corners to help and assist whoever that is who steps in and wins that job. And I look at this defense and I see difference makers at every level. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter up front, Zach Bond. That's incredibly important. You have Vic Fangio still running this thing and now being able to mold it even more into his image. And you look at the other side of the ball and the Eagles offense, let's face it, for a lot of the season, they were one-dimensional. And I know people won't want to necessarily hear that when it comes to the passing game. The passing game wasn't good for a lot of the year. Now, I'm more confident than if you would ask me this right after the Rams game. I was extremely concerned at that time. But the bottom line is Jalen Hurts played great against Washington and played great in the Super Bowl when the Eagles needed him to. But this year's going to be different. Like, this year, I think Jalen's going to need to do that pretty much every game. Like, you're going to be able to run. You have Saquon. He's obviously going to be really good. I don't expect him to fall off a cliff here, even though that does happen to running backs. I don't think the running game's going to be as potent as it was last year, though. And I just think as time goes on, your offense needs to change. Your offense needs to evolve. And the Eagles won't be able to come back and run the ball with this kind of frequency and have the 28th passing offense this year. It's not going to work. So, yeah, I'm more concerned about the offense, especially when you look at the coordinator change. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Our next question today, give me something you're tired of off of Pat McAfee. Has to do the Derby introductions, you know, just all over the place. Guy seems like a hard worker. I respect the work ethic. Respect the grind, for sure. He's working his ass off, but just a little too much. We can back off on the McAfee content. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Rick in Easton. What's up, Rick?
TK, first, let me give you props. I love your music for your show coming on.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that.
Luke is one of my favorite producers. He's got a great voice for radio.
How about
and
that?
He needs to have his own show, and I always tell the producers that when they do a great job.
That's very nice of you, Rick. The producers here work very hard.
Real quick, before I go to a trade for the Phillies, I think I want to discuss with you, because Ben Davis and Ruben Amaro are now agreeing with me, but I got to go first with the Eagles. That's your lead into the show, and I have something that annoys me also.
Sure.
So real quick, I'm not worried about either side of the ball, and here's why. I'm 67. We have never seen an Eagles team come back to back with a roster like this. And you know how Magic Johnson made all the players around him better? On both sides of the ball, especially the offensive side, we have 1,800 pounds of all-pro offensive line, and offensive line is the nucleus of every football team. You have a team coming back that has done it before, been there, done that. I think if leadership, which they have, lets the trenches give them and dictate what works best for them, I think they're going to work together. On the defensive side, I am really, really excited about the defense, because they have so much back, and they're all a year better. And Georgia knows how to win championships, and you have the two D-backs. They have so much to compliment the new kids. I think they're going to mesh finally. On the Eagles.
No, Rick, and I agree with you, and I think when you look at the defense, and I get the Eagles lost some players, but the best guys that they have on that side of the ball are all young. The best guys they have on that side of the ball are all going to get better. Now, I'm not telling you the Eagles have a bunch of old guys on offense necessarily, but they're certainly older. Like, the offensive line, I mean, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, there's a lot of mileage on those guys. Saquon, I think, is going to be fine, but hey, I mean, the track record of running backs who have had that kind of a season coming back the next year, you know, the odds are significantly in favor of the fact that guy is never going to have that kind of a season again.
And the skilled positions around that experience is going to be the trump card. Let me go Phillies real quick with you, because I really have to get this off my chest.
Sure.
And now Ruben Amaro is agreeing that Schwarber can play left field in October. And now Ben Davis was shocked when I called him a couple days ago. He says, you know what? I love the trade. You have Rooker and you have Miller over at that abysmal situation in Oakland. Rooker, people don't realize, only gets paid $12 million a year for the next 6 years. And you don't know if Schwarber's coming back next year. Go get Rooker. Go get Miller. And give up Crawford. Give up Painter. I think that Painter ship may have sailed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
And give up Miller and go win the championship now. That's really what I think they do. Now Ruben Amaro and now Ben Davis are both agreeing, just go big or go home. Let me tell you what bothers me, and then you can talk later. What bothers me the most is the NFL came out with that music with the 2025 draft. You know that little music they play when they draft somebody?
Yep.
Let the other leagues get their own music. Why is every league using the same music the NFL did? That bothers me.
Wow, that's an interesting one, Rick. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, well, I watch the NBA draft. I do watch that one. I'm not watching the MLB draft. I'm not watching the NHL draft. But it is it's just such a nice little alert that I'm fine with that being used universally amongst all drafts. Like, you hear that little jingle, and it's time for a draft pick to be made.
It's a great jingle.
Yeah.
I didn't know the NFL created it, and I knew that the NBA used it. I don't remember. I watched some of the MLB draft. I can't remember if they used it too, but, I mean, it's a good enough jingle that I'm fine with.
Yeah, no, and it's a creative thing you're tired of. So I appreciate that. Well done, Rick. That's a good one. 215-592-9494. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for extraordinary diamonds and customer service. Visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. You can find the Twitter question at TommyKelly44. On Twitter, which side of the ball concerns you more heading into 2025, the offense or the defense? So discussing that, but I did want to touch on what Rick had to say regarding the Phillies as well. Because, you know, I have been, to this point, kind of resistant as far as the trade deadline doing anything that's going to move Kyle Schwarber back into the field. Like, I would ideally not do that. Like, ideally, Kyle Schwarber's your DH. You don't, you know, weaken your defense by having to put him out in the field. But I've gotten to the point where I'm kind of on the train where you need a bat so bad, If you need to do that, you go out and do it. And, you know, Brent Rooker's a guy who we talked about a lot heading toward the trade deadline last year. Didn't end up getting moved. But, man, that's a right-handed bat who would look really good in the lineup. And I'll ask you, would you move Kyle Schwarber back to the outfield if that's the only way you can add an impact bat? 215-592-9494, because I think it might be. Like, and again, it's not the ideal solution here. But you don't have many options. And the bottom line is, when you look at this team, this offense isn't good enough. Like, if you do anything resembling standing pat, or just add a minor piece at the deadline, a minor bat, that's not going to be enough. You need an impact bat. And if the only way that you can do that is by putting Kyle Schwarber back in the field, I think you need to do it. And as far as the prospects, I mean, you probably know where I stand on this. I'm fine with trading anybody. Like, I wouldn't want to trade Andrew Painter, but if you're trading him in a deal that's getting you Brent Rooker, that's getting you Mason Miller, I think you probably got to do it, because this is the season, man. Like, this is the time you got to go for it. And honestly, a big part of it is Dave Dombrowski has not given me any reason to believe like he can make a minor move that is going to improve this team significantly. He has not been able to do it over the last couple years. So I think if it requires giving your top prospects for more of a sure thing, I think that's just what you got to do.
Yeah, I've always been, at least for the last month, of you got to get somebody. You can't just sit on your hands and let this opportunity with these three great starters pass you by. And for the Schwarber thing, I think I'd risk it. The offense has been so bad. It's been so, so bad. And this is what's supposed to be the strength of the team. You're supposed to be a power-hitting team with all these guys that can really, you know, mash home runs. You have one guy at this point who can really do that.
Yeah.
And Harper can't do that much. I mean, Castellanos can't. Trey can't. Rooker would be one of those guys.
And you need to improve the offense. I agree. Even if it would mean weakening your defense a little bit, for sure. Let's go to Barry in Abington. What's up, Barry?
Thanks for taking my phone call. I want to weigh in on this rating about the Jalen Hurts. I think we're making an issue out of a non-issue. I mean, to me, it doesn't make a difference whether he's rated ninth or whether he's rated sixth or second. The fact of the matter is that he wins football games and he makes this Eagles football team a much better football team. Now, I've been around since Moby Dick was a guppy, and here's the issue. Dan Marino, probably a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts in terms of what he's accomplished, and the same with Jim Kelly. But they never won a Super Bowl. At least Jalen's been to two Super Bowls, had a chance to win one, and unfortunately he had that interception, and he won the other Super Bowl that he was in. So he does what is needed to win for this particular organization and give us a parade. So I don't understand. Is this something that's been created by the media? You understand? I mean, he just accomplishes what needs to be done. And the argument that he has great players around him, well, Joe Montana had great players around him. Dan Marino had great players around him. So did Jim Kelly. But they never won.
Well, Barry, and I hear you, but I'll just say that, like, I don't think the criticism's unfair. I don't think the questions are unfair. I mean, yes, Jalen was incredible in the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not going to dispute that, and anybody who would dispute that is just a hater. I mean, let's be honest. He was great.
I could agree with that.
Yeah,
the only thing I
he was great in those two big. Well, one second, Barry. He was great in those two big games, but throughout the course of the season, like, if we're evaluating it honestly, I think it's fair to say that the passing offense did not look as good as it probably should look. Would you agree with that?
That's a valid criticism, but the fact of the matter is the goal is to win football games, and you do whatever is necessary to win football games. In terms of what that list looked like, I have the greatest respect for Jaden Daniels' ability, but he was here. He was in the league 1 year. I think that's really unfair to rate him above Jalen Hurts just on 1 year. I mean, when Caleb Williams came out of college, they thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now look what happened to him.
Right, he didn't play well. I mean, Jaden Daniels played great, though, Barry.
Yeah,
and Jaden Daniels played great with what I felt like was a supporting cast that was nowhere near what Jalen's supporting cast was.
But here's the point. You have to prove yourself, and longevity means something. You follow what I'm saying?
I follow.
I mean, so I think they're making an issue out of a non-issue. To me, the issue is to win, and that is that's the crowning achievement of all your accomplishments.
Barry, I hear you, but I mean, if we're talking about Jaden Daniels, I mean, the guy took a team that I think was a relatively mediocre roster to an NFC Championship game in his first year. I mean, to that's winning.
What was the score of the
NFC? The Eagles killed him in that. The Eagles had a much better team. I don't disagree with you on that.
Okay, and how did Jaden Daniels perform in that game?
I thought Jaden Daniels played well. I think Jalen played better.
Okay, that's my point.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. What do you have for something that bothers you or something you're tired of?
Okay, I'm tired of seeing LeBron James in that barbershop commercial where he cuts everybody's hair in the shape of a king's crown. I think it's overdone already.
Oh, I appreciate the call, Barry. I don't think I've seen this commercial yet. Where LeBron James cuts hair in the shape of, like, I've seen his little barbershop clips when he had that. I don't know if he still has that show, but I don't know if I've seen that commercial. The commercials are ripe for this next question, I think, though. You know, there are a lot of commercials that are overplayed that you could probably go to and get a lot of good answers for this one. Have you seen this commercial, Luke? LeBron cutting people's hair in the shape of a crown?
I think I have seen it. I think it's an Amazon commercial.
Okay. I don't think I've seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Is it
too
much. I guess it's for the new NBA on Amazon next year?
No, I don't know. I feel like it was an Amazon commercial, but I don't really remember what it was for. I remember seeing LeBron in it.
Okay. Well, okay.
I was really tired of the Wingstop commercials during the finals and really all of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, the Chet Holmgren.
Oh, that one too. Yeah, with Chet Holmgren and
SGA and
Jalen
Williams.
Yeah, I was really tired of that one.
Every commercial during the NBA playoffs, not the NBA finals, during the NBA playoffs.
Yeah, the entirety of the playoffs.
I think that commercial aired during every single game.
Every break.
Yeah.
Every single break that was on. It was so annoying.
Yeah, just way too much. Way too overexposed. Let's go to Trey in South Carolina. What's up, Trey? Yo, Trey.
What's up, TK?
How you doing, man?
All right. How you doing? Oh, man, great. Check this out. I just want to know why A-Rod is such a good Jalen, man. You know, the rankings, I know the professional people on ESPN. It's like, man, I believe he could win two more Super Bowls and two more MVPs and still not be ranked in the top five.
Well, I don't know if that's true. Like, Trey, I will agree. I think nine is too low. I mean, Jared Goff, Justin Herbert especially being ranked over him is crazy. But, I mean, I think like five or six is about fair. I don't think he's, you know, should be above Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow. Like, I don't know. I think that's fair. I think Jaden Daniels is the one where there's, argument that can break out. But aside from those big four guys, I don't think Jalen should be above them at this point.
Hey, TK, he goes by my rankings. I rank him four.
Okay, who would you have?
I go
have
Patrick
behind.
Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, and then I pick him up with Jalen Hurts over Lamar, man.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
It's
like
in my
I would
mind, anyway.
I would take Lamar, but hey, Lamar has not performed well in the postseason. No question about that.
All right.
So, what do you have for?
Yeah.
What do you have for next question, Trey?
Oh. Yeah, why are you so down on the offense, man? Why you think they're gonna struggle so much?
Well, I think the new coach
answered the question.
Yeah, Trey, I think I think the next coach, I think the new offensive coordinator is a big deal. I think changing on that side, changing play callers. I mean, Kevin Petullo's never called plays before. We saw how this went in 2023. That doesn't mean it's going to go the same way. But mm-hmm. I like the continuity that they have with Vic Fangio on defense, and I think they have a lot of great players on defense.
Okay, well, you know, I agree with you on that, but I'm telling you, Jalen is my favorite Philadelphia Eagle. Devontae Smith, I look forward to him lighting up this year, though.
I get it. What do you have for something you're tired of, Trey?
Dallas Cowboys on primetime TV, man.
There you go. I appreciate.
Yeah, because I believe I'm not sure, but I think they got more primetime games than we had.
I don't know.
We're doggone Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true this year, Trey. I mean, the Eagles are obviously playing them on opening night. And that's an idea I've kind of warmed up to. I wasn't a fan of it at first. I thought, like, you know, Washington or the Lions would have been a better opening matchup. But the more I think about it, I'm okay. You know, give us a little easy win week one against the Cowboys. Why not?
It will also be nice that, you know, assuming everyone's fine going into week one on either side, it'll be both teams at full strength. Like, you know, Dak isn't out, or Jalen isn't out, or all these defensive players aren't out. It's felt like in the last 5-6 years, every time it's Eagles-Cowboys on Sunday Night Football or Monday night, Sunday at 4 o'clock, some big player is out. Where it's like, oh, this team's been so good, but also they're missing these people. So it's kind of diminished a bit. So I see why the NFL put it as week one to try to kind of get this rivalry back to what it was.
The one thing that I hate, though, and I heard Joe and Rube talking about this during the midday show today, is the Eagles playing Washington 2 out of 3 games at the end of the year.
They do that like every year that divisional stuff at the end.
It's like, I get you want all divisional games the final week of the season. I agree with that because, hey, they're usually the biggest games. You want all those matchups being interdivisional matchups. Mm-hmm. But like the fact, like, who knows how this season's going to go? Like, there's a legit chance that whether it's the Eagles or Washington, that, you know, one of them isn't relevant at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So I think they're trying to save their great games, but it doesn't necessarily mean that these games are going to be relevant. The fact that one of these games isn't earlier, at least in the first 7-8 weeks, is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's so dumb. Like, the NFC Championship rematch, we're talking about that. That could be the first game of the season.
That's not going to happen
until December.
It's not going to happen until, like, Christmas time.
Yeah, that's awful. It is so dumb. We should have played the Commanders within the first 4 weeks. Instead, we get to play the Buccaneers for the millionth time in the first 4 weeks of the season.
And my God, it feels like the Eagles play the Bucs every year.
Just put them in our division at this point. This is ridiculous. And we always go to Tampa.
Well, but that's not like the NFL's, you know, jobbing the Eagles. That's the way the schedule formula works.
Well, it certainly feels like they are.
The emotional Luke in there. There you go.
Collusion.
You just did your Brian Windhorst impression
fingers,
there.
Yep.
There you go. Let's get the camera on Luke. There we go. Nice job, Morgenstein. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Your thoughts on the Eagles. Are you more concerned about the offense or the defense heading into 2025? Next question today. What's something that you were tired of? I can't take any more Pat McAfee, man. It's just too much. All over the place. Don't need him at the home run derby. So you want to get on that. And when we return, did just mention the Commanders there. They're dealing with a little bit of turmoil. And something new happened today regarding one of their high-profile players. We'll get to that coming up next. I'm Tom Kelly. I'm with you in for the afternoon, guys, today. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.